VOA News, I'm Michael Brown. U.S. lawmakers and the House of Representatives will vote this week on the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has the story.
Minority Whip Steve Scalise says this is a Soviet-style impeachment process. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will wait and see.
See if it passes, frankly, the smell test of providing the kind of due process protections that the president and his team are certainly entitled to.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is tired of the complaints from President Trump.
Sometimes you wonder how low this president can go, but he keeps getting lower and lower.
Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says Democrats are trying to put a cloak of legitimacy around the impeachment process.
They can't fix it. The process is broken. It's tainted.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The House impeachment inquiry is scheduled to hear from two State Department Ukraine experts on Wednesday, a day after a Ukraine expert on the National Security Council staff, security staff that is, told the House impeachment inquiry that he was so concerned that President Trump urged Ukraine to investigate his political opponents that he alerted his superiors. Sagar Magani has more.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Venman is an Iraq veteran, wounded in combat. He also came to the U.S. as a toddler from the former Soviet Union, and some Trump allies are using that in questioning his loyalty.
That was despicable.
I think it's despicable.
Those people who are questioning his patriotism are the ones whose patriotism truly should be questioned.
Senate Democrats Chuck Schumer, Bob Menendez, and Mazie Hirono shortly after Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell stayed out of it.
I'm not going to question the patriotism of any of the people.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
And for details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Firefighters in Southern California are preparing for what forecasters expect to be one of the most significant wind events in years, and the possibility it could spread flames from a burning fire west of Los Angeles. In Northern California, a National Weather Service spokesman says some relief from the winds that have accelerated some fires is on the way.
The good news is after we get through this wind event, things do look favorable for the next 5 to 7 days, where we'll get into a more tranquil weather pattern. No rain in the forecast, but also no more offshore wind events.
However, red flag conditions would remain because of the hot, dry weather. A Swiss expert laments glacier melting as the United Nations focuses on mountains. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Swiss Minister for Home Affairs Alain Berset says over 10% of the Alpine country's glaciers have been lost over the last 5 years, a depletion not seen in over a century, as the UN's weather agency opens its first ever meeting on how climate change is affecting mountains. The meeting brings together 150 experts to examine mountain glaciers, snow and permafrost, which regulate freshwater resources for about half of the world's population. They hope to find key areas in which to take quick action. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A federal judge blocked Alabama's near-total abortion ban from taking effect next month, saying the law is clearly unconstitutional. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson issued an expected preliminary injunction blocking Alabama from enforcing the law that would make performing an abortion a felony in almost all cases. The ruling came after abortion providers sued to block the law from taking effect next month. Energized by new conservatives on the Supreme Court, Alabama and other states have attempted to enact new restrictions on abortion in the hopes of getting Supreme Court justices to reconsider Roe v. Wade. I'm Shelley Adler.
And the World Series championship comes down to one game after the Washington Nationals topped the Houston Astros Tuesday night. Correspondent Craig Heiss has more.
Anthony Rendon hit one of three home runs on the night and drove in five to help back the pitching of Steven Strasburg as the Nationals beat the Astros 7-2, evening the World Series at three games apiece. Rendon had a sac fly in the first, a two-run homer in the seventh, and a two-run double in the ninth. Adam Eaton and Juan Soto hit home runs for the Nats in the fifth. Strasburg went 8 1/3 innings, giving up two runs on five hits while striking out seven. Justin Verlander gave up three runs over five innings to take the loss. Game seven is Wednesday night in Houston. I'm Craig Heist.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
voice of America.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome one more time to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again, so stay close and make sure you don't go away. Today, the African beat will crisscross the continent, and our first song will be coming from legends of Africa. Manu Dibango, Angelic Kidjo and Papa Wemba, this is Amiyo. And right after that, Annabella by Dimitian of Zambia, and Angeline by Oliver Ngoma, the late of Gabon. But right now, let's take it up with Manu Dibango, Angelic Kidjo and Papa Wemba in this great Amiyo.
Don't
Thank you.
Jolene by Oliver Ngoma of Gabon, and before that, Annabella by Demishan of Zambia, and Beautiful Amiyo by Manu Dibango, Angele Kiju, and Papa Wemba. This is the African beat on The Voice of America, and this is just how we do it.
The Voice of America, VOA.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back. The African Beat coming to you Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. Abolo by the Soul Winners of Ghana will come up, and Ijebu by Ebenezer Obey, old track, Beautiful One, will be there.
Hey, banjo. Hey, banjo. Why go? Ibe ngomi no eje ni maya re o.
I try the. Go me.
Yeah, whoa.
Ijebu by Ebenezer Obey of Nigeria, and before that, Abolo by the Soul Winners of Ghana. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van Der Heer in Washington.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. And now for some emails. This one says, Dear David, I am Lawrence Onime from Nigeria, an on-air personality from northeastern Nigeria. I do almost like what you do, presenting African musical program called African Rhythm. I enjoy African music a lot, and I just love everything about African music. I get to play music from your home country, Senegal. From Yusundu, Baba Mal, Cheklo, Ishmael Lo, and a host of other musicians from Africa. I wouldn't mind hosting you on my program one day so we could dig it together. The Senegalese way presenting African musical programs has made me recognize beats from across the continent. Could you play me a nice piece of music, David? Of course I will do that. And this is Lawrence Onime from Yola in Nigeria. Well, Lawrence, it's nice for you to write. I hail from Sierra Leone in West Africa also, and not from Senegal. But as you know, there's only one Africa. All right, thank you very much. And now this email says, I saw your name on the VOA website as the host and producer for African Beat program. Then I Googled your name and got your e-address on Facebook. Hey, David. My name is Kudalshe Matimba, and I lead a group called Harare based here in London, UK. Harare is one of the few bands to be playing Zimbabwean music in Europe. I thought it best to contact you and ask if it would be possible I could send you a copy of our album. I would like to congratulate you for the wonderful work you're doing regarding African arts. Thank you so much, and I look forward to hearing from you. Kind regards, Kadalshe Matimba, Harare Music International. Well, Kadalshe, I hope I'm getting that one right. I want you to know that African Beat is for African stars across the continent, no matter where you are right now. If you are in the UK, I'll send you my mailing address, and you can send the album, and it will be live on the African Beat, all right? So right now, let's get back to music, as I've played for all of you guys that have been writing. And this time, I take you to Morocco, Jedwane in Ababa. And right after that, Senegal's Yusundu come in with Yulele and Bip Bip by Malao of Tanzania. But Ababa right now by Jedwane of Morocco.
Allah, 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 All niwahi kufika, njia ina jam, sasa wapi ndapita? Nimekaa karibia saa sita, sasa kukaa nimechoka. Oh baby, sijamona long time now, naona rudi toka mwezi jana. Nimeshamwambia mama nimefika tangu mchana, anajua nimeshafika, ameshafika, amekasirika. Alipika tangu mchana, ila sasa lunch imegeuka dina. Nimechoka kupiga honi na atuelewani. Nimechoka kupiga honi na atuelewani. Move out the way. Nimechoka kupoteza time, nina siku nyingi kwenda home. I am missing my baby. Hello baby. Natamani niwe nyumbani, nimekwama hapa njiani. Una jam baby. Una jam baby. Hello. 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 Unanikatia simu unanionea, wewe ungekwepo ungejionea. Unafanya hivyo nakosea mama. Unanikatia simu unanionea, wewe ungekwepo ungejionea. Unafanya hivyo nakosea mama. Nakuomba mpenzi ungoje, nijani naja niombe. Nimechoka na kuja tule, huruma nione. Nakuomba mpenzi ungoje, nijani naja niombe. Nimechoka na kuja tule, huruma nione. Nimechoka kungoja highway, nitapita kokote mradi we, ili kama ni kesi na iwe. Nimechoka kungoja highway, nitapita kokote mradi we, ili kama ni kesi na iwe. Atuelewani. Nimechoka kupiga honi na atuelewani. Nimechoka kupiga honi na atuelewani. Nimechoka kupoteza time, nina siku nyingi kwenda home. I am missing my baby. Hello baby. Natamani niwe nyumbani, nikwama hapa njiani. Una jam baby. I love you so much. I love you mama. I love you mama. Nimechoka kungoja highway, nitapita kokote mradi we. Nimechoka kupoteza time, nina siku nyingi kwenda home. I am missing my baby. Hello baby. Natamani niwe nyumbani, nimekwama hapa njiani. Una jam baby. Move out the way. Nimechoka kupoteza time, nina siku nyingi kwenda home. I am missing my baby. Hello baby. Natamani niwe nyumbani, nimekwama hapa njiani. Una jam baby. I love you so much. I love you mama. I love you mama. I love you mama. I love you so much, my baby.
By Malau of Tanzania, and before that, Yolele by Yusundu of Senegal, and Ababa by Jedwane of Morocco. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van Der here in Washington.
The lyrics could be French,
English,
Portuguese,
Bantu,
Arabic, etc.
It is the beat.
The African beat that counts.
The beat does all the translations.
It cuts across all languages and gives us the understanding that this is the African beat.
It is so distinct.
And adhesive.
It binds us together.
African beat on the Voice of America. Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time.
With David Bandy.
This is the African beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African beat. It brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Welcome back, and let's continue with some beautiful music. Coupe de Calais by Molay Diarra of Mali, and right after that, Dera by Abiti of Ethiopia. And we'll be closing the show today with Fatima by Kenan of Somalia. But first, Coupe de Calais by Molay Diarra of Mali.
Pace up the hour, streets is bustling, hustling, they harder. You can't have the sweet with no sour. Spices, herbs, sweet scent of flower. She came out precisely the hour. Clouds disappear, the sun shows the power. No chance of a probable shower. I fell in love with my neighbor's daughter. I wanted to protect and support her. Never mind, I'm just 12 and a quarter. I had dreams beyond our border.
Is it true when they say all you need is just love? What about those who have loved, only to find that it's taken away? And why do they say that the children have rights to be free?
To be free.
What about those who I've known, whose memory still lives inside of me? Fatima,
what did the young man say before he stole you away on that fateful day? Fatima,
Fatima.
lessons. I ask God to slow down the seconds. He does the opposite, that's what I'm guessing. I better chill and count my own blessings. Fatima, Fatima, what is the matter? How come you ain't come up the ladder? So we can be like there's no tomorrow. Then you gon' make me wait till tomorrow. She spoke Arabic and Swahili. She say Upendo unto Habibi. You so bright, you shine like my TV. Then one day she never came to meet me.
Is it true when they say all you need is just love? Is it true? What about those...
Fatima by Kenan of Somalia, and before that, Jera by Abiti of Ethiopia, and Coupe de Calais by Molai Jera of Mali. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Van Der here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Fatima, did he know your name? Or the plans we made to go to New York City? Fatima, Fatima, what did the young man say before he stole you away on that fateful day? Fatima, Fatima, did he know your name? Or the plans we made to go to New York City? Fatima,
his beauty was in the eyes of beholder. How come everyone hushed when she walked by? How come girls would look just to scold her? How come the angel wanted to hold her?
Fatima, Fatima,
I'm in America. I make rhymes and I make them delicate. You would have liked the parks in Connecticut. You would have said I'm working too hard again. Damn you, shooter, damn you, the building. Whose walls hid the blood she was spilling? Damn you, country, so good at killing. Damn you, feeling for persevering.
Is it true?
This is